Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord. It seems like between our Sunday school and our morning service, it goes kind of quickly. We're trying to greet each other, but that's all right. We thank the Lord for being here and thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Amen. I know that our Sunday school lesson was a good lesson in the Lord, and just thanking God. Good morning. Thank God. Sister Holmes is on, and thank God for each and every one that's here. It's good to see Sister Carol. She looks good. Good to see Sister Regina. Our dear brothers are back. Brother Levester. Well, yeah, good to see you. Seemed like we were praying for you to go, and now it went so fast, and you're back. But thank God for each and every one that's here today. The children are back, and those who were out sick last Lord's Day, we had quite a few sick. But we believe everybody's on the mend. And so we thank God. We have Sister Lillian. Thank the Lord for her being on this morning and still praying for God's blessing upon her likewise. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? We want to remember our dear Sister India and little Infinity. Sister India is down with COVID. And so, Lord, we want to remember her and hold her up in prayer. We thank God that he has blessed her, and thank God he has been with her. And we thank God for all his goodness. And we're going to also hold up Sister Webb in prayer. She's having severe stomach pains. So just thank God. Amen. Amen. Truly, God has been good to us. Amen. He has been good to us. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we want to thank you once again for blessing us to be in the land of the living one more time. Thank you for your hand of mercy and love extended unto us, allowing us, Lord, to gather once again in the house of the Lord. We don't take these things for granted, dear Father, because we know, Lord, many lay down last night and did not rise this morning. But, Father, you saw fit to keep us in the land of the living. And so, Lord God, this morning, as we acknowledge your precious name, Lord God, and we acknowledge your sovereignty, dear Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done. You have blessed us immensely, Lord God. We can't thank you enough for the manifold blessings, Lord God. When we look out and we see the beautiful smile on Sister Carol's face, Lord God, and knowing what she's dealing with on the inside, Lord God, but it's not showing on the outside, amen? And we thank you, Lord God, for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Lord, we know she's a miracle and working, dear Heavenly Father, still working, Lord God, for souls to be saved, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We know that this sister is going to give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, dear Father. Thank you this morning for Sister Regina being out, Lord God. We understand she took a little bounce, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you kept her, dear Heavenly Father, while she was on the floor for 2 hours, Lord God. You were there with her, dear Heavenly Father. You watched over her, Lord God, and asked, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, you continue to bless our sister in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Oh, Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, because we know, Lord God, you watched over her, dear Father. And so, Father, we just ask that you would bless, Lord God. We understand her prayer was, Lord God, that she would not be aching, that she'd be able to be out to the house of the Lord. And Father, she's here this morning at 80 years old, dear Father. Oh, thank you, dear Lord, for your mercy and your grace extended unto Sister Regina, Lord God. Ask likewise that you would remember Sister Lillian in a special way, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Ask that you would be with her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over, protect her, Lord God. Thank you for the home care that she's getting, dear Heavenly Father. Ask, oh Lord, that you would look down upon our dear sister with much favor in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Holmes, too, Lord God. And thank you for them being on the phone this morning, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Holmes making sure, Lord God, that she would be able to be in the service this morning, dear Father. We thank you for her. We miss her, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that we can hear her, dear Heavenly Father. And we, Lord God, we know that she's present with us, Lord God, because you are with her, dear Lord. Thank you for her children who care for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her unsaved family members, Lord God, the desire of our heart to see them saved, Lord God, ask that you would bless in every way that Sister Holmes stands in need of. Dear Heavenly Father, this day, Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Webb in a special prayer this morning, Lord God, and we know our dear sister, Lord God, has been through a lot, dear Heavenly Father. She's been through, Lord God, with her husband, Lord God, nursing him back to health, holding on to her wedding vows, Lord God. You said in sickness and in health. And then, Lord God, she was down, dear Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, her daughter, dear Father. Now, Lord, she's back down again. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, a special prayer and anointment upon our dear sister, Lord God. Lord, we know we're not able to be there to anoint her with the oil, but we anoint her in faith, believe, and you're able, Lord God, to lift up Sister Webb, dear Father, this morning. Ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Oh, God, give her guidance. Give her direction, Lord God. Give her the strength she needs in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember her family, Lord God. We know she's concerned about their souls, dear Father, concerned about her husband, her children, her grandchildren, her sister, Lord God, sisters, Lord God, her brother, Lord God. Remember Sister Webb in a special way, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Father God, this morning, a special prayer for Sister India, Lord God, and Little Infinity, dear Father. We know, dear Father, that Sister India is down with COVID, dear Father. And so, Lord, we lift her up to you this morning, dear Father. Ask that you would touch her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Give her rest, Lord God. Now that she's able to be home for a few days, Lord God, allow her just to relax and rest in you, dear Heavenly Father. Be able to read a little more, study a little more, and pray a little more, dear Heavenly Father. Help her not to fret over what's going on that job. It'll be there when she gets back, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord, you know how to set us down, dear Heavenly Father. You know how to give us a little bit of rest, Lord God. And so we just ask that you bless our dear sister. We miss her for being in the service, but we thank you for her, dear Lord. And thank you, Lord God, even for her work on last Lord's Day, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father, how she got down, Lord God, in the kitchen and helped out, Lord God. And, oh, she had told us at the business meeting how she wanted to be a part, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, she was truly a part on last Lord's Day. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the beautiful smile upon her face, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to run this race that you set before her, Lord God, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Father, we thank you for all the saints who are out this morning, dear Father. Ask, Lord God, that some are still on their way, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that you hasten along safely over the highways, Lord God. Oh, we know, Lord God, there's some traffic tie-ups, Lord God, coming down through downtown, Lord God, due to the Arnold Classic going on, dear Father. But, Lord, we pray for those saints that have to come that way, Lord God, and ask that you grant traveling mercies to the Belton crew, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, Lord God, and watch over them, dear Heavenly Father. Keep them safe, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Likewise, we ask, Lord God, that you would remember others who may be on their way, those we have not seen in a while, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Sister Kiva, Lord God, and trust she'll be out today, Lord God, and ask that you would remember Sister Sandy, Lord God, haven't seen her in a while. Matthew, Lord God, Monty, Lord God, we're praying for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Praying, Lord God, that you would bring them out, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of God, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, Lord, we reached out to Shante Willis, Lord God, and Lord invited him, Lord God, to be back in the house of the Lord. But, Lord, he said he has to work today, Lord God. And so I told him, we're looking to see you soon, dear Heavenly Father. He said he's going to be here. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for his soul, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember this young man in a mighty way, Lord God. Lift up Mike Dalton to you, dear Father. I haven't seen him in a few Sundays, Lord God. And ask that you would remember him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for him and his daughter and his son, Lord God. And ask your continued blessings upon him. Father God in heaven, thank you for taking our dear brothers, Brother Jackson's away, dear Heavenly Father, for their little vacation they had, mini vacation, Lord God. And we thank you for bringing them home safely, Lord God. And thank you for them being present this morning, dear Father. Brother Reggie was here last Lord's Day, and we know that Brother Levester, Lord God, was not feeling well, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, he's here this morning. Good to see his bright smile on his face, Lord God. What a humble brother in the Lord. We thank you for him, dear Lord. Remember his family. Remember his son, William, in a special way. Remember his daughters, Jada, Angela, and Tina, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Lord God, and likewise his grandchildren, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, his heart's desire is to see him saved. His heart's desire to see him to come to the house of God. And so, Lord, we invite him, come on out, dear Heavenly Father, so they can hear the word of God. Likewise, we ask that you would remember
Lord God, a cousin of mine, Sharon, Lord God, and Ruthie, they came to the house of God a few weeks ago, Lord God, and pray for them, Lord God, that they will be back, dear Heavenly Father. We understand that Sharon's husband, Lord God, was in ICU, Lord God, and so we continue to lift him up to you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father. Be with them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Smith being out this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, remembering all the saints that are here. I don't want to forget anyone, Lord God, and I know we have another prayer coming up, but just thank you for the body of Christ being here, Lord God. Remember Brother Williams and his family, Lord. Thank you for taking them away and bringing them back likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon them. Remember his daughter, Shirai, Lord God, as she heals from her surgery. Remember his daughter, Micah and Janae, dear Heavenly Father, and his wife, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray that you remember all of our family members who are, dear Heavenly Father, out of the ark of safety, Lord God. Many of them don't know you, dear Lord, and so we're lifting them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this day, and asking you, Lord, to bless their Father. We would love to see them to be in the house of the Lord. We've invited them, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to keep extending that invitation to them, dear Heavenly Father, until, Lord, they come, dear Heavenly Father. We pray likewise that you would remember all the family of God that's on the internet this morning listening in. Remember the Sister Ferris Day and family there in Boston, Lord God. Watch over them, Lord God, and bless them in every way they stand in need of, dear Father. We pray likewise that you remember Sister Marvini in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Sanders down in Florida and her family, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to be with our dear sister there, Lord God. Remember her household, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember all of her daughters, Sabrina, Lord God, and Teresa, dear Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, Lord God. Remember them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember the neighborhood around this church, dear Heavenly Father. I know, Lord God, that we were thanking you, Lord God, because we believe the drug house is gone, dear Heavenly Father, all the activity, Lord God, because we haven't seen much, but we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, we pulled up this morning, dear Father, and, oh, we could come down the street, dear Heavenly Father, be able to pull up in the parking lot, Lord God, and didn't see all the cars lined up and people walking all up. And praise God, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, Lord God. I know, Lord, it took some time, but that's all right, Lord God. We're not on your time. Oh, you do things on your own time, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we didn't want to move to another neighborhood. We wanted to be shut down, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're just still praying, Lord God, and ask that you would remember, Lord God, that household, dear Father. Remember the neighbors around the church, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, the Cunningham, Brian Cunningham and his family, Lord God. Still looking to have him come back, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're just thanking you this morning because you have been so good to us. Ask that you would remember Sister Blake and her family, Lord God, as she's here this morning, Lord God, assisting me, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for that. Ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister and all that you've done for her, Lord God, and her sweet spirit, Lord God, and the salvation you've given to her, Lord God, that makes her even sweeter, Lord God, as the days go by. We thank you for that, Lord God, when we think about all the work, dear Lord, that she has on her plate, Lord God, and she still, Lord God, finds time to do the things that she does, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake, Lord God, and her husband, Brother Blake, likewise, Lord God, and all the trustees and how they come over, Lord God, and work in the house of God, their Father. We thank you for that. We ask, oh, Lord, your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God. Likewise for Sister Mellicent and all that you've done for this dear sister and how you have blessed her and been with her, Lord God. Remember in our neighborhood, dear Father, we know you're able to do all things but fail. And so, Father God in heaven, we just pray that you would continue to bless her, Lord God. Be with her as she leads a devotional service, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you for Sister Melita, Lord God, being in the media room, dear Father. We're trusting Brother PJ would be here today, Lord God. We've reached out to him, haven't seen him in a few Sundays, Lord God, and calling him out to Heavenly Father, to you, dear Lord. Reached out to him, dear Father, to find out what's going on, dear Father. Oh, Father, we need, dear Heavenly Father, to know, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, we're living in some times, dear Father. We don't want to backslide. We don't want to be like the children of Israel, Lord God, and we don't want to come this far by faith, leaning on you, and then go back, dear Heavenly Father, because you said he that setteth his hand to the plow and looketh bad is not fit for your kingdom, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to run on this race that thou hast set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, be with us in a mighty, mighty way. Remember, Sister Ruth, Lord God, we pray a special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God, as she listens in, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless this dear sister in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember her son. Remember her grandson, Lord God. Father, we understand there's so many that cannot be out, but Lord God, those that can be out, let them be out, dear Father. Let them come to the house of God, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to remember the word, dear Father, which says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is. The more we see the day approaching, Father, we see the days approaching, Lord God. We're seeing the fulfillment of the word of God. Lord, our times are so perilous, Lord God. We have wars going on right now, rumors of wars coming up. We have world leaders and Putin and various ones, Lord God, dictators getting up and now saying that he doesn't want the West. Don't try him out because he's got some nuclear things that he's going to do. He's lifted himself up, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, I remember what your scripture says, dear Father. He said, though you exalt yourself high as the eagle, I'll bring you down. And Father, that's your word, dear Father, over and over, dear Father. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help these leaders and these rulers of this world to recognize and to know that you are God. And beside thee, you said, there is none other because you know of none. So we pray, Lord God, for these and ask in the name of Jesus. Speak to their hearts, Lord God. Remember even our president here and our world leaders, Lord God, and our Congress, dear Heavenly Father, our judges, Lord God. Oh, we can see how many of them, Lord God, have set themselves up that they're above the common people, Lord God. Oh, but Lord God, nothing is above you, dear Heavenly Father. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift these up, these souls up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able, Lord God, to do all things but fail. Father, have thine own way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the children being out this morning, Lord God. And we know on last Lord's Day they were sick, dear Heavenly Father, along with several others. Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you brought them out, dear Heavenly Father, brought them back, Lord God. It seems like, Lord, when they come back, they look like they've gotten taller, dear Heavenly Father, or we're getting shorter. Not for sure which one it is, Lord, but we thank you for them being here, dear Lord, and ask that you would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember them as they go to school, Lord God. Continue to keep them focused on their schoolwork, Lord God. But Lord God, most importantly, as Brother Byron said to him this morning, to think about that second birth, dear Heavenly Father, that new birth, dear Heavenly Father, the one, Lord God, that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about when he said, except a man be born again. Help him to think about that born again, being born again, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Thank you for Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine being downstairs with the children, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon them. Remember, Sister Laurentine, in a mighty way, I believe she's coming up on a procedure that's going to be done to her, Lord God, and I can't remember the exact date, but Lord God, you know, dear Heavenly Father, so go ahead and prepare the way, Lord God, and be with her, Lord God. Calm her fears, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know that the saints of God have prayed, dear Heavenly Father, and that, Lord, she can go in there, Lord God, without any fear, Lord God, because you are on her side. Now, have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. We know we have a prayer later on, and we just ask that you would bless us and be with us, Lord God. I thank you for what you've done for me, and I thank you for the message you've given me, Lord God. Help me to deliver it as you have given it to me, dear Heavenly Father, because, Lord, you gave it to me for the people. And so, Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus for your help this morning. Your Holy Spirit will speak through these lips of clay, dear Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Now have thine own way, Lord God. Have we forgotten about anyone, Lord God? Remember all the saints of God. Remember all the saints, our brothers and sisters all over this land, dear Father. Brothers and sisters in different states and different continents, Lord God. Remember them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, especially those who are in the mission fields, Lord God. Remember them doing the mission work, Lord God. We just pray that you would have thine own way. Father, we just want to thank you. We also, as it's coming to my mind, remember Brother Sammy Mann. Don't know why he's coming to my mind, but remember him, Lord God, and be with him, Lord God. I know he desired, he wanted to keep coming here, Lord God, but I believe he's now in Colorado, dear Lord. And so we just pray for our dear brother. Ask that you would be with him, Lord God, and trust that we can get an address, Lord God, so we can just, you know, send him some cards and let him know that we're praying for him, thinking about him, Lord God, and lifting him up to you. Have thine own way, Lord God, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor, dear Heavenly Father, that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn our worship the Lord to page 178? 178 and worship the Lord. Thank you. 178.
Worship the Lord.
Emmanuel.
Amen. 178.
178 in the worship of the Lord.
Praise God. Was given to him by God. Amen. It has a meaning.
Yes, it does.
You know, God with us. God with us.
Amen.
Amen. We're told that the Holy Spirit is with you, comforter is with us, and shall be in us. Amen. And that's where we want him to be. Amen. Giving glory to God this morning for his goodness, for his blessings, for his mercy to us. We know they're new every morning. Amen. He takes the night and turns it into morning, doesn't he? So we thank God for his goodness and give him glory this morning for all that he has done. We're glad to be here this morning. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her and for all that he has done for her. As he blesses her in his word, so we get blessed in his word. And so we thank God for that. Good to see Brother Green here this morning. We're so glad to see you. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. And as Pastor prayed, we'll be praying for those who might still be on their way. We understand that that event is going on downtown and it may delay some, but God will bring them through.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll keep a prayer on our hearts that they all have traveling mercies. But it's just good to be in the house of God this day. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Amen. We thank God for his word. We understand that we're in a series for the messages. We don't know if we're in the middle or exactly where we are, but we don't care. We will take the word
Amen.
Again and again and again. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Thank the Lord. Reading responsively. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own together? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. So many times your people say to God be the glory. They need to know what they're saying. In its entirety, in its fullness. Amen. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are not our own. Thank God for all that he has done for us, for the privilege of coming together. We believe his word. We trust his word. We obey his word. We live by his word. We walk in the light as he shines on our pathway. And so we just thank God. Because we know that his promises are true. He's proved himself to be faithful again and again and again and again.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. And so we lean on him. We lean heavily upon him. Amen. 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 Every day and in every way. Praise God. And because we believe that his promises are true, we know that we can come to him in prayer.
Amen.
We know that he hears. We know that we can get a prayer through.
Amen.
And truly we count it a privilege because we know it wasn't always so.
Right.
When we were in sin, we could not get a prayer through. God's word says God does not hear sinners' prayers, but we know that now we have been redeemed.
Amen.
So praise God, he hears us. And he's able to undertake for us. And so we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
I just thank the Lord for being here this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I will be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And I thank him so much.
Amen.
You know,
thank the Lord.
Feeling good.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He's kept you. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Remember,
yes. Dwayne.
And his wife came by.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to talk to them. He's pretty mixed up when it comes to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He needs the prayers. And also, God, sister, they're on the list now.
Praise God.
The
morning message.
Yes.
Amen.
Message. I'm so thankful. Yeah. Pray for him much. Yes. And my brother, all my loved ones.
Amen.
I had a chance to talk to a lot of my loved ones this week.
Amen.
I let them know that through what I'm going through, that I'm a witness for the Lord.
Amen.
Their
souls.
Yes. Amen.
And they through me,
mm-hmm.
their souls may be one.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Sister Carol.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen. So we will continue to remember Of course, we'll continue to remember you in prayer every day, many times a day. And your unsaved loved ones and Dwayne Stokes and his wife, Maria, I believe is her name, and their children, and your brother, his wife, their children, all, and God is richly using you. Amen.
Mm-hmm. He would bring me to church.
Praise God. Amen.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring you.
Hey.
So I'm not trying to push you, trying to make you, because I've already talked to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But bless the Lord. If you're willing to do that, you know, yes.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. 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 You know what I mentioned it to you, word says, he that winneth souls is wise. And so the Lord knows what to tell us, what to do and what to say and when to say it, to draw some and they to where they willingly want to come to bring you. And so thank God. We'll just keep praying. Keep on praying for him.
Amen.
Keep on praying for your brother. Amen. Yes.
Blessings to listen to the Holy Spirit and be directed by the Holy Spirit. And that's why I'm here this morning.
Amen.
Thank God.
Bless the Lord.
This place, this church, this group of people. I would be telling a lie if I didn't miss it, just so you all know. So I just ask y'all to continue to remember me in prayer.
Yes.
The Lord helps me navigate my life to be the man of God that he's calling for in his last legal day.
Amen. Amen. Brother Green is here and he's glad to be here. And we're glad that he's here as well. And his request, this is for Sister Lillian and Sister Holmes who are on the phone. So I'm repeating it. And he says just to remember him in prayer that he may be the man of God that God wants him to be. Amen. He was led by the Spirit to be here. And so we thank God for that. And just continue to remember him in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Sister Blake, I want to thank God for his goodness, and also want to thank you for your prayers for my cousin, Sue Marie. She is doing a lot better. She still has a ways to go, but she said her cancer has not, spread or anything of that, so she's just having some other issues. And so please remember her much in prayer and continue to remember Sister India.
COVID.
She'll be here today. And
yes.
Remember Sister Webb, who's sick.
Yes.
With a stomach virus.
Yes.
And also, Sister, I just want to apologize because Brother Monty is on, and I called him Monty Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's online. And so he texted me and said, well, I'm a brother, and you don't recognize me as a brother. And so I apologize to him. He said he's a brother in the Lord, so I apologize to him that I didn't recognize him as Brother Monty. So I want to do that openly.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He just sent me a text and said that.
Amen.
Amen.
Other requests? Sister Smith. Smith requested remember her unsaved loved ones in prayer and that God would save them. We know many times Sister Smith has said, even if just one gets saved. But we're praying for all of them. We know that God is able. And she also said to remember the children of the world. Amen. We know that God is able to bless them as we see how this world is going. You know, Satan is trying to sift everyone as wheat, mm-hmm. if he can. But we're praying. Mm-hmm. And so we will remember the children in prayer, and we're thankful for our children who do come for Sunday school. Sister Holmes?
I thank you for each of you that are continually praying for my family who cares for me. I thank the Lord for what he says, I care for you. And I thank the Lord for your time. I know each of you have a responsibility and you have a lot to do, but you take time to pray. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Holmes. God bless you. Amen. Brother Byron.
Truly thank the Lord for being here, saints, and thank the Lord for all of the blessings me and my family group. I think I may have told you that Jake was on his way in on the ship and he made it into San Diego. He's supposed to go back out, but I don't know how soon. Thank the Lord he's made it in the dry land.
Amen.
We won't. Madeline and Kendall's traveling this weekend. A friend of theirs turned 30 or something like that. And they're having their 30th celebration with him. But they did have to travel to do that. So keep them in your prayers for traveling mercies. Always remember me and my wife.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Brother Byron. Brother Byron says, remember his son, Jacob. We thank God that God protected him on the seas. He's in San Diego, but he probably will be deployed before he can get back home to see us. But we continue to pray that God will keep him safe and continue to remember Madeline and her fiance as well, and that the Lord will give them traveling mercies, you know, and most of all that the Lord will talk to his children's hearts. You know how Brother Byron has taught them, and when they were young, when they were at his knee, how he taught them and brought them to Sunday school and could just and lived before them. And so we pray that they've learned will not depart from them. And remember his companion likewise. Remember his entire family. And thank God for Brother Byron.
I remember the co-worker, right?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. That she will, that she went from reading those mystery novels, murder mystery novels, to reading the Word of God. And we pray that the Spirit will just continue to keep her in the Word and that she will, that those things that she doesn't understand, we know that God will use Brother Byron to help her, help to give her understanding. So continue to remember Brother Byron in that regard as well as remembering her.
Sister Blake, remember the Belton family? They're probably stuck in traffic.
Yes.
I know that they're well.
Yes, because they would be here. Amen. We'll continue to remember the Belton family. In all general requests. Oh, no, Sister Carol. I'm sorry.
She did not say anything, but mm-hmm. thank her, Lord. Amen. She had fallen. Mm-hmm. I didn't know until this morning.
Yeah.
But she had fallen off. She didn't break anything.
Yeah.
And she stopped today.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol, remember Sister Regina? Much in prayer that God blessed her and kept her from broken bones, from serious injury. We thank God for that. As Sister Carol said, without God, we can do nothing. Amen. So we thank God for what he has done. And we pray his continued touch on Sister Regina as well. Amen. And remember Sister Regina's daughter, Deborah,
yes,
who has surgery coming up within the next month or so. Remember her in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Smith would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's anyone who has a special request, you know, we're told to come boldly, yeah, to the throne of grace. We need not fear. We walk before the Lord by his grace in obedience to him. We need have no fear coming to an altar and pouring out our heart to him. So anyone who has a special need may come to an altar of prayer.
You're finding your bulletin. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails.
Earthly friends may prove untrue. Doubt and fear though fail. One still loves and cares for you. One who will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Though the sky be dark and drear, fierce and strong the gale, just remember he is near, and he will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall
for another beautiful day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice. Thank you for raising us up this morning, Lord thy God, giving us the life, giving us the breath to breathe, but most of all, saving our soul that we may serve in a godly way, in an upright way. For we realize without thee, Lord thy God, we can do nothing. But we realize with thee, we can do all things that's pleasing to thy sight. We can't thank you enough. But most of all, we thank you for the word of God. The word of God that comes from Minister Sister Renee Jenkins as she preaches the gospel and the good news, which is food for the soul, Lord thy God, in times like these. But this is a wicked and sinful world.
Amen.
For so many people are killing and stealing and running over people, taking lives, Lord thy God. But it's a blessing to know that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in heaven by Christ Jesus, and that's a blessing indeed. But the most blessed thing of all, Lord thy God, that we may be an example for those unbelievers out there in the world. And that goes for our unsaved loved ones. They may not get saved, Lord God, but one thing about it, we can be an example for them by the life that we live and by the word of God. And that's more important than anything, because we don't want to fall short. But one thing about it, we don't want to be like the Israelites, falling back into sin. But we want to go straight and forward. For straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life. And that's the most blessed thing of all. Thank you for all the saints here at 1 and 16 South and Avenue. Love them all, but I love them everywhere where they are. And a special prayer and blessing for Pastor Green is here this evening, this day. And it's a blessing to see him. Praise the Lord thy God for him. We also want to take this time out, Lord thy God, even as saints and even as lovers of God, is to continue to pray for the children, Lord thy God, everywhere, not only here in Columbus, Ohio, but all around, that they may get saved by sin to sin no more. And a special prayer and blessing, Lord thy God, as I continue to look with Brother Byron downstairs in the morning on Sundays. It's a blessing to hear him, Lord thy God, and the beautiful prayers that he gives. But then most of all, Lord thy God, it's just a blessing just to be saved, I tell you. I may say it too much, but that's right. It's a blessing to be saved, because one time I was lost in sin. For all the sin to come short of the glory of God. And that's Romans 3:23. But I can rejoice and be glad. For I'm saved from sin to sin no more. And that's a blessing. The most blessed thing of all, Lord thy God, is to see sin-sick souls on the road doing anything and everything. But you don't have to. But you know what? They love worldly pleasures and more so than they love the word of God. And that's so sad. But the Lord thy God is so sweet and so blessing. He's giving everybody an opportunity and a chance to get right. He doesn't want souls to be lost. And we don't want souls to be lost. But we want them to see them saved by grace and by the spirit of the Lord thy God. We thank you even for Sister Patricia Blake, Lord thy God. Beautiful prayers. Amen. Bless the Lord thy God for it. But we thank the Lord thy God for all the saints, for each and every one of us has tasks. We also have duties, and we want to do those duties and tasks in the will of the Lord thy God by the Spirit of God. And we also want to take this time out, Lord thy God, to just say thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. Continue to strengthen us physically, but most of all spiritually, that we may be an encouragement and enlightenment by this word and by the Spirit of God now and forevermore in eternity. Thank you, Lord thy God. Love the saints with all my heart, soul, mind, and body. Don't give up, saints. Come too far by faith. You got too much to do right now. The Lord hasn't taken us away. And to hear Sister Beverly Carroll give her testimony. My, 92. She's here today giving you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Bless her and bless Sister Regina, Lord thy God, how you're taking care of her. She's still here. She didn't say anything, but I know it's all your grace and by your spirit that will go to here now and forevermore into eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for prayer. Amen. I'm before you to offer prayer before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We thank God for how he has blessed us, provided for those things that we need. Provided a Savior, first of all, for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And how he takes care of us.
Amen.
Amen. And what we know that what David said is true in the Psalms. He said, I was once young and now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Amen.
So we thank God because our Father's rich.
Amen.
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 This being the first Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for benevolence. And so as we file by, we may place the offering for benevolence in the center plate and our tithes and other offerings on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. But dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Lord, when we think, dear God, of the riches of your grace, Lord, Lord, we cannot but say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you over and over and over again, Lord, for what you have done for our souls. For, Lord, we were impoverished. Lord, we were poor, miserable, blind, naked, dear God, without you. But, Lord, through the blood of your dear son, Jesus Christ, Lord, you saved our souls, Lord, and you gave us an inheritance, dear God. Lord, we have an inheritance, Lord. Father, we have a robe, dear God. Lord, we have a crown laid up for us. Lord, Jesus has gone to prepare a mansion for us. Dear God, Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And now, Lord, as we worship you, Lord, even in giving, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and receive these offerings, dear God. Lord, as we bring them, dear God, in obedience to your word, and Lord, truly it is a privilege, Lord. Your word says, Lord, that you love a cheerful giver. And Lord, we want you to love us, dear Father. And so, Lord, it is with joy, dear God, that we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. And we pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, dear God, to know, dear God, what must be done. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would direct, dear God, and make us good stewards, dear Father, over the tithes and offerings, dear God, which are brought into your storehouse. And we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. Truly, dear Father, we have seen, dear God, how you take, dear God, what is brought in and make it go many-fold over, dear God, what one would think, what the carnal man would think could even be done. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, because we know that we serve Almighty God. And we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to take, Lord, these offerings that are brought in, dear God, and do, dear Father, what you would have done with them. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver. We pray, Lord, that you would use them to your glory and honor. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory forevermore. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Forward, forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. We will conquer for the Lord or die. The foes retreating past the battle line. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven. We shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging full of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, never faint or fear. Christ our captain is forever near. Be courageous, full of hope and cheer. With full assurance, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer. Till the raging full of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, flip the foe to flight. We are battling for the truth and right. We shall triumph in any hold of might. Then do not falter, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer. Till the raging fall of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, there's a crown before. See it shining on the heavenly shore. We shall wear it when the conflict's o'er. The prize is waiting, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer. Till the raging full of fire is driven, press the battle.
Can rage all he wants to, but he has no power against our God.
Amen.
Praise God. And he's raging, but he can have no power.
Amen.
In God's people. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the strength that he gives us.
Amen.
Amen. We can stand against the wiles of the devil. So glad to be again in the house of God, and so glad that God will speak to us through his word. We know that we've been praying to him, we've been singing praises to him, but God is not finished with us yet. We thank God for anointing Pastor Jenkins to preach the word to us. We know how it brings us strength. We know how we meditate on it. Even during the week, the Spirit of God brings his word back to our mind and to our thoughts. And even on Wednesday night when we're on the phone and Bible study and so many things that come to us again, even when Brother Byron is teaching and he would make mention of something that was said in the message or sometimes when Sister Jenkins is preaching and she'll make mention of something that God gave Brother Byron at the food pantry or just something that someone said in a prayer. Just, that's the way the Spirit of God works in his people. And it works that we all can profit from it. So we're going to stand and offer prayer before the word goes forth. Amen. Not only prayer for our speaker, but prayer for us listeners as well.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, to be in the house of God this morning, to be gathered together with the saints, dear God. Lord, you said where two or three are gathered together, you would be in the midst. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're here, Lord, because we brought you with us in our hearts, dear God. Lord, you're dwelling in us, dear God. And so we know that you're here, Lord, because we are here. And, Lord, we have come, dear God, to hear, Lord, from on high, to hear the word, Lord, that you have given, Lord, to Pastor Jenkins to give to us, dear God. And we know, dear God, that the message that you have given to her is custom made for us, dear God, because, you knew who was going to be here today. You know, Lord, what we need to hear. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, your anointing upon her, dear God. We ask, dear God, that you would give her strength, dear God, to proclaim your word. Give her utterance from your spirit, dear God, that we might receive, dear God, from your lips, Lord, the word that you have given. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us, dear God, to listen intently, dear God. Help us, Lord, to give attention, Lord, to your word, for we know that it's food for our souls, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would allow us, dear God, to open our hearts and our minds, dear Father. Lord, don't allow our minds to wander, dear God. Help us, dear God, to train our minds, dear Father, to think, dear God, on your word, to consider, to meditate, dear God, upon it, dear Father. Lord, we don't want anything, Lord, to go by, dear God, that we've missed, dear Father. But truly, Lord, help us, Lord, to be steadfast, dear God, in giving, Lord, our attention, Lord, to your word and to your spirit. Have your way, dear God, in your word this day, dear Father. Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are listening, whether in this building, dear God, or on the phone, dear Father, or whether they're on the media department has them back on the computer, dear Father, however it is, dear God, that they're hearing, dear God, if there are any that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would deal with them, dear Father, would help them, dear God, to consider their soul, dear Father, would help them, Lord, to think, where am I in relationship to God's word?
Am I
measuring to God's word? Or has God's word found me lacking? Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, each mind and each heart, dear God. And Lord, for those, dear God, who need a Savior this morning, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would send conviction, dear God. Send conviction like fire, dear God. Lord, that they would run, Lord, run pleading, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, Lord, in this service, dear God. And truly, Lord, we sit, Lord, in expectation, dear Father, of hearing from your word and from your spirit. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our pastor, Renee Jenkins.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving honor to God and the head of my life. I thank God for being here. Giving honor, Sister Blake, Pastor Green, it's good to see you. Thank God for each and every one being out today. Good to see those who were sick last week here. Brother DeAndre, I know you're still struggling, but that's all right. Amen. You're here today. You're out last week trying to get well, and a lot were out, and we still have some that are not here today that are still sick. Amen. And let's continue to hold up our dear sister, India. She's got COVID, and she would be here with little Infinity, but she's out sick, and our dear sister Webb, likewise, who's got a stomach virus that's happening. And so, thank you, Sister Blake. We thank God for each and every one, and continue to pray for each other.
Amen.
You know, these viruses are going around. We have children in school, and they bring them home, and we come here, and so just have to continue to pray for each other. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you, and thank God for Sister Blake, and I thank God for the prayer. Thank God for Sister Smith and the beautiful prayer God blessed her with. And we thank God. We want to know where we are with God, amen, at all times. We don't want to have a guessing game. The people of God shouldn't be trying to guess whether someone's saved or not. We ought to know. The Bible said, know them which labor among you. So we ought to know whether we're saved or not, and whether how we serve the Lord, amen. God wants us to be present in God's house at all times that we can be. We're in a last day, saints of God. My Bible tells me in Hebrews 10 that he said that, you know, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of such is, the more you see the day approaching. Do we not see the day approaching? We ought to want to be with one another. Brother Byron brought to us one time before, he said, iron sharpeneth iron. We sharpen each other. And as sister said one time, she said, and when you bring iron and iron together, you see sparks flying off of it. Your testimony, Sister Carol's testimony of what God is doing for her. And when we look out and see she's here and how God is bringing her through, the hospice people are saying to her, are you in pain? Are you this? Are you that? She's up and she's clean and she's doing it. She's witnessing to people about how good God is. Amen? So we want to see that, and we want to increase. We want our sister to know we are still holding her up in prayer, but we've joined together. Amen?
Amen.
So let us come together and come out to the house of God. Hear the word of God. Be here. I know we got some work on Sundays. I know Brother Shante, he's not here today. He said he had to work. But let's remember this young man in prayer, young saint in prayer. He needs our prayers, and so we will lift him up to Almighty God. Amen? Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20. We would like to go back there. As sister said, this is a series we've been going through. We're on part 7. And I can't say that it's going to end here today, saints, unless the good Lord says something differently as we're going through. But there is so much that God has for us in his word and in this series. And we can only give so much in the time span so that, you know, we can make sure that we refresh ourselves and go read some of the things that God has given to me to share with you. But there, verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 6. I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with as we get going in the word of God. Verse 17, Lord bless. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. As the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Jesus Christ. United with Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Again, let us pick up where we left off last Lord's Day. As this message series has been teaching us that being joined unto the Lord is one, we're in one spirit. It means that we as believers have a deep spiritual connection with our Savior. We are anchored in him. We are rooted and grounded in him. And not only with him, but we are with one another in the body of Christ. You see, we cannot be joined together unless we are out from him. Turn with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Praise God. Paul, in this passage of scripture, along with several others, he speaks about Christian unity amongst God's people. Praise our God. He tells us in verse 1 of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, these words.
Praise our God. He tells us how we are to walk now that you and I are saved. He tells us that our walk must be worthy of our vocation wherewith we've been called. Our vocation, Paul speaks about, is our divine calling, which involves a transformation from the old man of sin to a new man in Jesus Christ. Look at what Paul says there. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, he said, beseech you that ye walk worthy. Oh, saints of God, that word means something. When it tells us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, Paul was saying, I'm begging you, my brother. I'm begging you, my sister. The word brother is what he's saying to us is that you are brothers and sisters in the Christ, and I'm asking you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. He said, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Oh, Paul didn't stop there. He said, endeavoring, meaning you and I've got to do all that we can to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Saints of God, that's how we are united with Christ Jesus. We are unified together. We are also united as a body of Christ. When one suffers, we all suffer. When one is going through something, we are all going through something. Oh, but God will have us to come together and lift one another up. How many know what I'm talking about there? Praise our God. Look at what he says there in Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 7. The Bible tells us that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and redeemed from our sins. The blood of Jesus is central to our faith, your faith and my faith in Almighty God. Yes, it cleanses us, saints of God. It reconciles us to God. It brings peace between us. Praise our God. You see, through the blood of Christ, we have been given direct access to our Heavenly Father without the need of any human intervention, without the need of a human priest or a mediator. Oh, we are joined unto the Lord in one spirit. Praise our God. Paul went on to say in verse 2 through 16, praise our God, of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, look at what he says. He said, with all lowliness. He said, in meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Oh, but he went on to tell, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your call. See, we have a spiritual hope in God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, it's totally different than the world walking around with a wishful hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, he has one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise God. God's got to be in you if you're a child of God. Amen? You can't say I'm a child of God and God is not living in you. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, let me go back to verse 7 there for a moment. Oh, but every one of us is given grace. Oh, grace is God's unmerited favor. Amen. You and I didn't do anything to deserve it. But every one of us, as he says here, is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Christ is the unspeakable gift that God gave to each and every one of us that believe. Amen? He said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he left captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Oh, praise our God. If it had not been for the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where would we be today? Amen? Praise our God. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets. He didn't give everyone, amen? And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. See, everybody wants to be an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist or a pastor, but God has a lot more to do than just having evangelists and pastors and teachers and prophets. He said, for the perfecting of the saints. for the work of the ministry. See, this is a ministry that we are in. It's just not only the ministry that I'm standing up here and preaching the word of God, but God's work all entails a ministry. Amen? Why? Because we are ministering to souls. When we're here at the food pantry, that is a ministry. Amen? When we're there at the chicken and fish fry, that's a ministry. When we're doing the missionary work, that's a ministry. When we're singing in the choir, it's a ministry. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Oh, saints of God, some people have been saved through songs. When you get into the word of God, or the evening light, I should say, and you began to listen and read some of these words to these songs that are in this book, and you began to see what these words say. When one here, I just turned to this, they said, come closer to me. That's a ministry, ministering to our souls about how we need to draw closer to Almighty God. And there's another song, by faith and not by sight. We know that we walk by faith and not by sight. None of us have seen God, but we know that he has worked in our lives. We've got miracles right among us. Amen. We've got miracles that are sitting among us that can tell you what God has done for us. And then there's another song, more like Jesus. How many want to be more Amen. Like him? Amen. How many want to be more like Christ in our walk, so that our family members can come to Almighty God? Each and every one of us have a family member that we have been calling their name out to God. We want them to be saved. We've been invited to the house of God to come in to hear the word of God. Some of them are distant. Some of them have come. Some of them want to hear the word. Some of them just want the blessings that they can receive. You know, saints of God, that's what happens. You and I, when we pray and ask God to bless them, they're being blessed because of our salvation in the Lord. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Go back in the word of God and you remember the story of Joseph back in the word of God. Remember Joseph, the house of Pharaoh was blessed because he was there. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. So our family members are being blessed because of you and I, but we don't want God to bless them in their sins. We want God to save them out of their sins. We want them to come to Almighty God and see that there's a new way of living. They can live better than what they are living right now. Oh, they may not have all the material riches. They may not have a $1 million home. They may not drive a big fancy car, but I can tell you one thing. As Sister said, David said in the Psalms, that 37th division, verse 25, he said, I was once young. I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging. How many can say amen to that? Oh, he told us what we had to do. He said in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. What things? All those things that we need, saints of God. And then the psalmist, he said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Do you believe the word of God? Praise God. You believe what God said, then give him some praise. Amen?
Amen.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Went on to say there in verse 13 of Ephesians 4. He said, till we all come in the unity of the faith. So we got to work on some things, saints of God. God wants us to come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That's what God wants from his people. God doesn't want his people stumbling around. Amen?
Amen.
God doesn't want his people to be all up and down one day, up one day, down the next. No, God wants stability with his people. Amen. Either you love the Lord or you don't love the Lord. Either you love the saints of God or you don't love the saints of God. Either you want to be a part of the body of Christ or you don't want to be part of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
You can't do that stuff on your job. Amen.
Right.
Can't show up one day and you up and yeah, I'm going to do this. And then the next day you don't show up. You won't have no job by weekend. Amen. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is letting us know we've got, saints of God, we've got to make sure that we shore up our walk. We've got to get anchored in God. Amen. We're seeing, sister just prayed, the perilousness of our times. We just heard how in our community this past weekend, two people ran over by cars. And one of them, I believe one of them, they said they left the scene of the accident. I said to Sister this morning when we were talking about it, I said, how do you just leave a human being laying in the street? You ran over them. But you didn't have, like they were some kind of a dog or a cat or a skunk or something of that sort. You just ran over and kept on going. So somebody else comes along and runs over them by mistake because they don't know they're laying there in the street. But that's the time in which we're living right now. Our times are perilous and it's all around us. Amen? Saints of God, let us be about God's business. Let us be about God. Where God is, we want to be there. Amen? Where God's people are, I want to be there. Amen? Oh, I told the sisters I was saying, told how what a beautiful, beautiful fellowship dinner we had last Lord's Day. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the sister. Thank God for Sister Melita and Sister Melissa, Sister Lorcine and Sister India. And thank God for Brother Reggie and Judith, Brother Byrene's wife, the food that they brought and the food that was served. I mean, many were saying, well, we were fewer than we are, but we still had quite a few, amen? There was enough for folks to go back and get seconds, amen? Those that weren't here didn't get them, but the other ones got the seconds. And some got thirds, amen? But we thank God, amen? We can fellowship and sit down and talk and enjoy one another's company after we heard the word of God and the conversation. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. He said, till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. God didn't want us to be tossed all over the place and carried about with every wind of doctrine. There's a lot of winds of doctrine out there. He said, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. That's what those doctrines will do. They'll deceive you. Amen. He said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Praise our God. Notice what Paul says, that from whom the whole body fitly joined together. You see, this is a continuation of verse 15, that we may grow up into him. If we have not grown up into him, how can we be out from him? Saints of God, this is why it's important for us to go on to perfection in our Christian walk with the Lord. As believers, we're called to be holy, just as God is holy. I know that many don't believe that in our day and time. I know that many say that you can't live holy in the world in which we are living right now. That's not what the word of God says. The scriptures tell us differently, and I ask you to write these down because so you can take these home and read these in your leisure. From Leviticus 11, 44 through 47. Psalms 29, 2. Romans 6, 22. 1 Timothy 6, 6. And 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16. That's just to name a few scriptures about us being holy. But we're told in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, these words, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. You see, what an affirmation to the call of holiness. Paul said, for God has called us as true followers of Jesus Christ. He wants us to lead a holy life in him. Holiness is not optional, but it is essential to our walk. Why? Because God is holy. And he wants his people to be holy too. Amen? I know many believers frown at the notion of anyone living holy in our world today. We can see by the way people are living that a holy life does not fit into the existing pattern of our secular world. But we're told in Romans, the 12th chapter in verse 2, these words. He tells the brethren, he tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, what? By the renewing of your mind. We can't be conformed to this world. The world is not, the world doesn't set the example for the church of God. Amen? Amen. We set the example for the world. Amen. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Also in Hebrews 12, verse 14, we are told to follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. If you feel that holiness is impossible for you to obtain, then as this scripture says, you will not see the Lord. Amen? The definition of holiness refers to a state of moral and spiritual purity. It involves being set apart for God's purpose. It involves us living in obedience to God's word. Amen? God saved us not simply to rescue us from eternal judgment, but he intended to make us holy as he is. Amen? Praise God. I heard brother say at the close of our morning service, our Sunday school, and he was talking about a remnant. And it reminded me of Romans, the 11th chapter and verse 5. Paul said there, even at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. God still has a remnant, amen? I'm part of that, amen? Praise our God. He said, according to the election of grace. Not everybody is living like the world, amen? We can live a surrendered life for Almighty God in this present world. God's holiness is the pattern and standard that God demands from all of his people. And for anyone to reject the call or reject what God says in his word, that means you are denying Almighty God. Amen? As believers, we've got to accept the truth of God's word. We have to accept that holiness is what God wants for you and I. We must know that we can live a holy life right here in this present world. That's what Titus, the second chapter, 11 through 15, lets us know. Yes, our lives have been surrendered to Christ Jesus. And with a surrendered life, we follow the word of God without compromise. You see, to deny the call of holiness, meaning we are denying the Holy Spirit of God. We are told in 1 Peter 1, verse 15, these words. But as he which has called you is holy, praise our God. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And all manner of conversation means our conduct. Everything we do, we've got to be holy in. It's not just when we come to church on Sunday morning or to the house of God on Sunday morning, but holiness is from Sunday all the way through Saturday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's what God's calling us to be. Amen. In all of our business endeavors, when we go to work, we're to be holy on our jobs. Amen. Because he said, be ye holy, but as he which has called ye, you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. If God wills for us to be holy, then as he said in Ezekiel 36, verse 36, I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. God requires it from us. Amen? I ask you in your leisure to read Ezekiel 36, or the I wills of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. You see, the process through which God makes us holy is called sanctification. And it involves us being joined, as our scripture text says, unto Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us. As we are told in 1 John 1, verse 7, from all sin. Jesus said in John 17 that we are sanctified through the word of God. Verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I thank the Lord because the Lord has blessed Brother Byrene with speaking to us at the last two food pantries about truth.
Amen.
The first message was, what is truth? And the second is, why is the word truth? You see, Jesus told us in John 8, 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, the truth is what makes us free. Amen?
Right.
It's not the pastor, but it's the truth of God's word.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Jesus, in this passage of scripture, turn with me to John 8. He was speaking to the Jews, the word of God says, that believed on him. And look at what he tells them. He tells them there in verse 31. He said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. He said, if you continue in my word, amen,
Then are ye my disciples indeed. You see, we can't just get into the word of God, start in it and stop in it and don't go back to it. No, Jesus says you've got to continue in my word, meaning we've got to abide or remain in the word of God. If we're saying we are truly disciples of Jesus Christ, we will love this word. We will eat up all this word of God. Why, Sister Renee? Because the Bible says the word of God, it's the inspiration of Almighty God. Praise our God that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Saints of God, we want to be complete in Almighty God. Amen? Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's why we've got to eat it all up. Got to get in it and allow God's word to work in us through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? Understanding the truth of God's word will liberate us. It will keep us, saints of God, from ignorance. It'll keep us from false beliefs. It'll keep us from doing things that are wrong that we see are going on in our society today. As we read there in Ephesians, the 4th chapter and 14th verse, it says, so we will no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See, the truth of God's word settles us down. His word establishes us. Breaks the chains of spiritual slavery that had you and I bound to this old dark world. The truth of God's word broke those chains of fear and sin and freed us to serve Jesus Christ. Praise our God. And when we serve Jesus, we're serving him acceptably. We're told in Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse 28, these words. He said, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Praise our God. He went on to say, for our God is a consuming fire. You see, serving God acceptably involves a heart transformed by faith, love, and obedience, showing reverence to Almighty God, showing honor to who God is, not just using God's name in any old way, in any old fashion, and saying any old thing, but knowing that God is God in heaven, amen? He is the creator of the universe. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and that we live according to God's eternal word. Amen. Praise our God. It's about you and I having a genuine relationship with him. And when we do, the truth of God's word, it will fill our heart. It will fill our minds and in our soul, and we will live according to God's word. Amen? Praise our God. And it will give us the hope. So many people are walking around talking about in our world today. People want a hope. We want a hope about something. We want a hope about this. They want the president to give them hope of this and hope. President can't give us hope. But serving God acceptably will. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, thank the Lord for his word. Thank the Lord that has been left on record, saints of God, that we can get in it and read it and study God's word. We know how to reverence our God. We know how to serve him acceptably. You see, godly reverence is lacking in our day and time right now. People are referencing God. We had this in our morning series this past week, you know, reverently honoring God. You know, people are saying all manner of things. You know, the man upstairs, they're saying these things about God. And that y'all call it like Jesus is their buddy. He, you know, my bud Jesus. They use scripture. They go into the word of God. And where Nathan went to David and said, thou art the man. You hear him running around. Yeah, you're the man. All these things. That is not of God. And then we drive up and down the street. You see signs, holy cow. You hear people saying that all the time, holy cow this, holy cow that. Cows aren't holy. God is holy, amen? Don't reference something like that to our God, amen? Our God is in heaven. Praise our God. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes for a moment. How to learn how to serve God. Got to learn how to serve him before we die. Amen?
Amen.
We got to be careful. People are saying a lot of things that, you know, God is not going to hold him guiltless on. They're just saying all manner that you hear it all the time. Everywhere you go, you get, and you fear some of the things that people are saying. Look at what he says in Ecclesiastes 5. I'm going to start with verse 1. He said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Now, I'm not calling you a fool, but the Bible says you give a sacrifice of fools. Amen? For they consider not that they do evil. See, people don't even consider that what they're doing is evil. They haven't even thought about it. Amen? They're just doing it because someone else, you know, you hear people all the time, well, you know, everybody is doing it. Everyone, I share with you on last Lord's Day concerning my beautician, when she was sharing with me this podcaster, influencer, he was out there telling them, you know, that you're supposed to be speaking the word of God, and he's drawing in all the millennials and all the young people coming in, the ones that don't want to go to church anymore, and he's having all this podcast with them, and he's cursing at every end throughout it, and putting scripture in between, and he's saying all these curse words and along with scripture. And she said, oh, everybody, they just love him. Well, my Bible tells me, follow not a multitude to do evil.
Amen.
Don't follow what everybody else is doing. I'm following God. Amen.
Amen.
You follow me as I follow Christ Jesus.
Right.
If I'm doing wrong, you don't follow after me. That's what the word of the Bible tells us. He that preaches the gospel must first live it. I can't preach what I'm preaching if I'm not living the word of God. If I'm living like the devil outside of here, I cannot come and stand in God's pulpit and preach to God's people, because I believe you are God's people. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 2 of Ecclesiastes 5. He said, be not rash with thy mouth. And let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. That's serious, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, let thy words be what? Few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of busyness. And a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Mm-hmm. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. Don't say, well, you know. God, I said I was going to do this, but I'm not going to do it. I didn't mean it. No. For he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. See, this is the word of God. You know, I can't walk around and call you a fool, but the word of God will. He said, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. And look at verse 6. It said, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Let us be careful. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, bad. Or whatever the kids are saying today. He said, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hand? Be careful. It's a way to reverence God. Amen. See, that's why we have to learn the truth of God's word so that we can obey it. Amen?
Amen.
We can live by it. We won't be mixed up with all the confusion going on in our world today.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that we see and happening all around us. And people are so confused. They have so much fear and all the stuff that is going on. See, when you know God, you can have freedom. Amen?
Yes.
Philippians 2, verse 13 says, turn with me there for a moment. He said, for it is God. Praise our God. Thank God how he works in us. Amen. Thank God for how he has knitted us together and brought us together, saints, that we can sit and we can pray and pray with one another. Come here on Tuesday morning and get down in prayer meeting and pray to Almighty God, and then turn around and meet with each other on Wednesday for Bible study. Thank God. And have rich Bible studies where we're learning and we're studying and learning how to shore up our walk with Almighty God. See, I want to know how to live before I die.
Amen.
I know you hear people all the time. They'll say, well, you're judging. No, this Bible is preliminary judgment. From Genesis to Revelation is preliminary judgment. And I want to make sure that I'm reading God's word, understanding God's word, and living according to God's word.
God doesn't have any loopholes or any airs or anything that you can circumvent and go around and say, well, you know, God didn't mean it. Paul, when he was staying there and speaking to them, he told them, and such like. God has it all covered, amen, in the word of God. People will come to you and they'll say, well, the Bible doesn't say I can't smoke. The Bible doesn't say I can't this. Oh, my, my, my. But when you begin to break down all of those vices, all of those sins that Paul spoke about, you'll see in there that the Bible lets us know that he doesn't want a filthy temple. Amen?
Amen.
In our scripture reading, we read today, we're coming back to it, Philippians. He said there and to us in the word of God, he said there in verse 15, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? See, when the body is the member of Christ, we don't want filthy words coming out of our mouth. We don't want lies. We don't want to be smoking and drinking and carrying on and going out here and smoking pot, dope, and whatever else is happening. He said, shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? He went on to say, God forbid. Amen. Oh, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith, he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Amen. Praise our God. That's our union with Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Look at what Paul says there in Philippians, the second chapter, in verse 13. He said, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Amen? Saints of God, we have a responsibility to cooperate with God and God's work in our lives. Verse 12 of that same scripture reading commands us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. In Ephesians 6:10, we're commanded to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then later on in verse 6, the next verse is they command us to put on the whole armor of God. Do you have the armor on every day? Have you put it on? See, he tells us to put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The tricks of the devil are real. Galatians 5 talks about living by the Spirit. I know many will say, well, you know, I can't live that way. Oh, but look what Paul, he says there in Galatians 5, verse 16. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you're walking with God, you're walking in the Spirit. Remember, John 4:24 says, God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Our Christian walk is one of being joined unto the Lord, obeying the truth of God's word, allowing the truth of God's word to work with inside of us. So we experience all that God has for us in this life. Oh, I want to know everything God has for me. Amen. Everything that he reveals in the word of God. The truth is what leads us, saints of God, leads us to eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's why it's important for us to walk the way we walk. It's important for us to know the word of God. It's important for us, as Proverbs 23, verse 23 says, to buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You see, Solomon was not advocating that truth can be bought like a commodity. But what he was urging those who are seeking wisdom is to value the truth highly. The truth of God's word, we've got to value it above everything else and never give it up. We've got to cherish it. Just like we cherish our, you know, many people go out there, they get a brand new car. You see them out there, they just shining and cherishing that cherry red or black car. Amen. Well, you got to cherish the word of God more than you cherish that new car you got. Amen. When we have wisdom, we can correctly apply the truth of God's word. Amen. Such truth, we are growing in grace. That means we are growing in the knowledge of God. The only way for God's word to expand is through knowledge. You can't expand. God's word can't expand if we don't. Remember in Amos, he said there's going to be a famine. And that famine is a lack of hearing the word of God. Amen?
It's not going to be a famine of food. It's not going to be a famine where people are not going to be able to eat. God told us our bread and water would be sure, amen? But we're living in a time right now where people don't want to hear the word of God. Turn with me to Amos, the 8th chapter. Look at what he says there in the scripture. Praise our God. We want to expand the knowledge of God, but we got to get in it. Get in the word of God. He says there in verse 11 of Amos 8, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send up. God said he will send this famine. He said he will send this famine in the land. And why is God sending it? It's because people don't want, that's why Jesus asked the question, will I find faith when I return? Because people don't want to hear the truth of God's word. He said, behold, the day comes. Days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. People would rather go out and be in the park, in the ball field, at the Arnold Classic, at all these various things, at golf outing, various things, than to hear the word of the Lord. He said, and they shall wander from sea to sea. People are going to be wondering why, wandering around. Why? Because they don't know truth. That's why they're going to be able to be tossed all over the place, because they won't know the truth of God's word. They shall wander from sea to sea, from the north, even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Why? Because we're in a lukewarm time right now. And Jesus said, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's what's happening right now. People have run away from the truth of God's word. Confusion is all in the land. It's not only in the land, but it's also in the religious world too. Because people are compromising on the truth of God's word. We cannot exchange truth for air. We've got to walk in the truth of God's word. Religious leaders right now today, they're trying to alter the word of God, trying to alter the truth of God's word. Why? So they can fill up pews. Well, pews won't be filled. I heard Brother Byron and I were talking. Pews won't be full when the truth is going forth. Why? People are running here, running there, running because they have itchy ears wanting to hear what all is going around. But they're not teaching the word of God. My Bible tells me few there be that find it. Let's make sure we're in that few, amen? There are those who subvert whole houses that are teaching things they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Truth is going to hold its value in turbulent times, amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells us, forever thy word is what? Settled in heaven. God's word is not going anywhere. He said, before one jot or one tittle of his word shall pass, he said, heaven and earth will pass away. God's truth is going to stand, even in these turbulent times in which we are living. And those of us who have truth, we are truly rich in God. Amen. The Apostle Paul in Romans 1, and you can read this in your leisure, 18 through 25, he warns that godless people have foolishly exchanged the truth about God for a lie. And they're pursuing after idolatry, selling themselves out to the lie of a dark and sin-filled life. Look at what's going on in our land, saints of God. Oh, people are running around, and they're telling us it's hate speech. If you speak out concerning homosexuality, if you speak out against all this transgender stuff that's going on in our society today, our children can't even go to school without them trying to have books now. I have two mommies. I have two daddies. No such thing. Amen? We've got to stand on the truth of God's word, regardless of whether it's in our families or not. Amen? We're having problems right now in society where our legislatures are trying to put in laws that this one can't play sports if they change what's on your birth certificate. Many are trying to get their birth certificates changed. They were born as a man. Now they want to change it to. No, you were born the way God brought you here. Amen?
Amen.
And if you believe you were born wrong, then be born again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. And there will be no confusion. Let us not be like Paul spoke about when he said, you know, that we're going to all these things that are going on. People are selling themselves to this world and all the things that are happening all around us. But Jesus warned us in the word of God, what is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to God. It may be man, our Supreme Court, our highest court in the land may have said it's okay, and this one may say, but it's not of God. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. The Bible says in Romans 6, verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the everlasting life. Now that we are saved and free from sin and serving God, our lives bear that fruit. Amen. Oh, and that fruit is holiness. Amen. Our new life in Christ Jesus shows fruits of righteousness in words, our actions, our attitude, our choices. Everything shows the world that we're saved. It reflects that transformation. Amen. It reflects that we're holy, that we're being guided by God. We're being guided by the Spirit of God, I should say. Fruit unto holiness, fruit unto holiness, where God is using us to draw others to Jesus Christ. Saints of God, people notice us in the world. They notice a difference. They notice when you live for the Lord. They can see that you are totally different. I shared with Sister Carol when she called me on yesterday. I was sharing with her. I just got back in the house from taking my husband's niece to take care of her little business, and you know, we care for her and things, and help you know, with her needs and stuff like that that she has to get around because of her condition. And we were at Walmart, which is not a place to be at the first of the month. Nothing against anyone, but just busy. Lots of people, amen. Lots of people. And I was standing there at the long line, and a lady was getting ready to walk by, and I looked up and I just said hi to her and spoke to her, and I told Sister Carol, she began to scream out, "Ooh, I see God in you," she said. And then she just started screaming hallelujah in the Walmart, and she said, "That's what I'm talking about, seeing God in people." And I said, "Lord have mercy." I kind of embarrassed me standing there, you know, because she was just yelling it out like that. And then I thought later, I said, "Well, thank you, Lord. She could see something. Thank you, Lord. She could see something." In all the midst of all these people, and I'm telling you, they had carts full of food and all this. Thank you that she could see light. Amen. And that's not, I'm not lifting myself up, because Jesus said we are the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before man that they may see thy good works, which glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's all about glorifying God. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, our salvation came through faith, and so does our sanctification. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Saints of God, we can't allow anything to obstruct us. We can't allow anything to obstruct our view of our spiritual walk with Almighty God. We're going to reach heaven, amen? We don't want to come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and then lose out. We don't want to get all this way in this walk with the Lord and then allow something to obstruct our view. I know that there are many foxes in this world right now that are spoiling the vine of many people. Folks' vines are being destroyed, but we don't have to be, amen? People are walking away from the things of God. People are not getting their prayers answered, and so they're walking away from God. Oh, we don't need to walk away from God. God will answer in due time. He said, "Before you ask, I've already answered." He said, "And while you're yet speaking, I'll hear your humble cry." So God said he had already answered. You may not like the answer, but God's already answered it. Amen? Praise our God. They're walking away from their steadfastness. Many used to believe certain things that were wrong, and now they're embracing those things. Paul told the saints at Galatia, turn with me to Galatians, the second chapter. Brother spoke about this at the close of the Sunday school review, and I looked at Sister Blake. I said, he's in the message. But look at what he said, because, you know, our Sunday school lesson was about the children of Israel and how Joshua had died. and how now the generation that was coming up after Joshua, that generation, the Bible tells us, they knew not God. But those, the elders and all those that were with Joshua at that time, they, the word of God tells us that they were there with Joshua. They had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Then it went on to say that as they were with all the generation were gathered unto their father, then there rose up another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Saints of God, as brother was saying, we're living in that time right now. People are not being taught the word of God. People, young people don't want to hear the word of God. Many of them think that going to yoga, that's where I'm reaching my inner spirit with the Lord. That's not have nothing to do with God. Amen. We're living in that time. The Bible even tells us in another scripture in Proverbs, he said, there's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, but yet not washed from their filthiness. We read 1 Corinthians 15, where the word of God, and I'm going to start with verse 34, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. We're going to come back to the other scriptures, saints of God, in Galatians. But look at what he says there in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. He said, be not deceived, evil communication, corrupt good manners. He said, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. People don't have the knowledge of God like they ought to. Amen? We're living in a time where people don't want to hear the things of God. And now we have people who have fallen away from truth, fallen away and going back out in the world. But look what Paul says in Galatians 2, verse 18. He said, for if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a what? A transgressor, backslidden, gone back on God. Also, Peter, in 2 Peter 2, verse 20, praise our God, said these words. He said, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, and the pollutions of the world are the sins of this world, the snares and the pitfalls and all the wiles of the devil of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, meaning that through the preaching, teaching, and learning of God's word, God's eternal word, you have received knowledge. He said, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is what? Worse with them than the beginning. Oh, we're seeing that all around. He said, for it had been better. Oh, think about this thing. He said, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. It's better if they just stay a rank sinner than to have known the way of righteousness. Then after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Oh, my. Saint, this is serious, saints. Because we know individuals who have backslidden. We know individuals who have turned away from Almighty God. They've yielded to the temptations of this life. They have gone back out there. We have been praying for souls on Tuesday morning, souls that have gone back out into the world for God. The word of God said is, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her waddling in the mire. My. Lord, help us. Amen. Help us, Lord. See, this is the truth of God's word. This is what people don't want to hear today. See, this is what the Spirit of the Lord has given me to preach and to teach. God didn't give me anything else to teach, saints of God. He didn't give me to come in and talk about prosperity. He didn't give me to come in to talk about all these blessings that you're going to receive now that you're saved. But God has taught me has given to me to teach the word of God so we'll know how to live before we die. That I am to make ready a people to meet Almighty God because Jesus is coming back. That's what the disciples, the angel told him, that same Jesus you see go away, he is coming back. Yes, Jesus is coming back. And are we going to be ready to go when he comes? Amen? Oh, I don't want you to get upset with me with the word. Galatians 4:16 says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? See, I don't want to be your enemy because I'm telling you the truth. Because this is God's word.
Amen.
You see, when you hear truth, you just got to walk in it. Amen?
That's right.
You got to walk, all of us, from the pulpit all the way back. I have to walk in it too, saints of God.
Amen.
The truth is what makes us free in Christ Jesus. I thank God for Brother Maurice and Brother Levester, the Bible study week, but Brother Maurice in our last Bible study last September, in several of his sermonettes he brings on Wednesday night, he has spoken to us about apostasy, spoken to us about how it is really happening in our time. People are walking away from sound doctrine, and they're embracing the precepts taught by men. Saints of God, it is important for us to get true understanding of God's word. Hold on to it. That's how we are joined to Christ Jesus. Our union with Christ is established through our faith, his sacrifice, and his role as our mediator. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. That's what 1 Timothy 2:5 tells us. We're told in Romans 8, verse 17, that we are joint heirs with Christ. We share in his suffering and future glory. You see, it is through him, his word, that we find the path to Almighty God. Remember, the Bible tells us in John 1, when he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word dwelt among us. Amen? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But then we know also throughout this scripture reading in verse 5 of John 1, it said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. People are not comprehending God's word. Why? Their hearts are hardened to the things of God. They don't want to hear God's word. But that's where we come in. As Brother Jackson said earlier, we've got a lot of work to do, saints. We've got a lot of souls to bring to God. It's through his word is how we reach souls. He that winneth souls is wise. We've got to teach them the word of God. You can't take them in revelation when they first start out, but you got to teach them God's word. You got to do baby steps to get people where God wants them to be. And we have to get them there, saints. We have family members that are so far in sin. And many of us will look at them and say, you know, that I don't think we can reach them. Oh, but it's not about us, it's about God. It's about God reaching them. It's about us sharing the word of God, every opportunity God gives us. I remember the late Sister Harriet, she said after you came to her home and you were in for about 5 minutes after all the salutations and greetings and kisses and hugs and all that, she said then she'd ask, do you know my Jesus? When's the last time we asked somebody about their soul? Do you know God? Do you know Jesus? I know we've been missing Mr. Dalton. He hasn't been here for the past few Sundays. I reached out Saturday to him about being here at church, because he's been faithful. I remember he said to me at the beginning of this year, he said, you're going to see me more, Sister Jenkins. And after that, I haven't seen him. But we got to reach out to him, saints. We don't want him to think that he can come in and he's not saved. And we love him dearly. Love him dearly. Beautiful person. Beautiful man. But he's not saved. Just don't want him walking out the church waving to us like he's on a cruise ship. No. But we want to draw him in to God. We want to stop him. We want to sit down and talk to him. And invite him to sit down. Come on, can we go to dinner? Can we go out and sit down and talk about your soul? Sometimes it might mean we have to dig in our pockets. We may have to, you know, leave after Sunday and say, hey, let me take you down to the restaurant here. Sit down and eat with somebody. Share the word of God with them. Let them know that, you know, this is a genuine walk with Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Romans 5 verse 1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Amen? We want that peace with God. Oh, praise our God. Let me get there. He said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ,
by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice and hope for the glory of God. We have a genuine reverence for God's teaching. We won't allow grievous wolves, as Paul says, to come in among us and turn us away. Turn with me to Jude. We're coming to a close. Amen? Amen. Turn with me to Jude for a moment. And look at what he says there in Jude. In that third verse. Thanks to God, we've got to shore up our walk. That's for all of us, including myself. Get a little deeper in the Lord. Amen? Song that we sing, that song, Deeper Yet I Pray. I can't think of the rest of the words, but we've sang that song many times. Amen? But look at what it says there in verse 3. It said, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, meaning the salvation that's shared by all, he said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. He said, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Here Jude was saying that he felt compelled or he felt bound to change his focus. Instead of discussing salvation, he urged his readers to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Jude wanted them and you and me today to vigorously defend the core beliefs and teachings of God's eternal work that the apostles and prophets had imparted to believers. Why? Because the word of God tells us in Ephesians 2 and verse 20 that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. He said, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together. See, when we're fitly framed together, he said, we grow unto an holy temple in the Lord. See, we're growing together. When we're fitly framed together, we can grow together in Almighty God. He said, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. You see, when Jude changed his mind, he was influenced by the Holy Spirit of God. Was divine, was guided by the Spirit of God. His letter was a message that came from Almighty God, an exhortation to serve as a reminder for you and I today to be careful in the times in which we are living right now. There are so many theories. There's so many things that are going on right now. People are getting so mixed up. People's minds are so mixed up on things that are not truth of God's word. People are mixed up in all the formalism and all the things, rituals and various things, instead of staying, keeping their mind on Jesus Christ. You hear more people and what they will say. I was driving by a church out by where Sister Maria lives on my way to her house, and they had out there at the beginning of February on Ash Wednesday. They said, drive up. You can drive up and get your ashes. I said, Lord, have mercy. They had drive-through for the people to come in, big old signs out there. People were driving up there getting that. Saints of God, it's not about that. Amen? It's not about going once a year and getting some ashes put on your forehead to take away your sins, and then you go away and live like the devil the rest of the year. God expects us to live righteous and holy lives. This is a journey you and I are in with Almighty God. It's our journey. We are pilgrims in this world, strangers and pilgrims in this land. God doesn't want us getting all mixed up with all the stuff that's going on. But Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that was lost. He came and he was there among sinners. We've got to go out into the highway and hedges and compel them to come in. We've got to go out amongst them. But saints of God, we don't have to be of them. Amen. But we can take the world, the word of God to them so that they'll know the truth of God's eternal word. Being joined to Jesus Christ means we are separated from the world. We are set apart. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. Turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter. As I said, we're closing because this message is going to go on, amen? Because God has already shared with me the next parts of it, and I thank God for it. But look at what he says there in 1 Peter 2. Being set apart to God, united with Christ Jesus. He said, but you are a chosen generation. Do we find ourselves fitting in here? Amen. He said, a royal priesthood, an holy nation. You see, and this royal priesthood is because we've been given access. Because Jesus Christ rent that veil. Amen. We don't no longer have to go to anyone else, but we can go straight to the throne of grace. As sister said, and find grace and help in the time of need. Amen. A peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. God didn't leave us in darkness. Divine call to call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then he went on to say, which in time past were not a people. Oh, saints of God, there was a time when we were living like the world. That's what Paul said over in Ephesians. Such were some of you. And he told us in there, we who were quickened, we were dead in trespasses and sin. So in time past, we lived in trespasses and sin. He said, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. That's how we are united with Christ Jesus. I'm glad to be united with him. Amen. I'm glad to know he's my Savior. I'm glad to know he loved me enough. I'm glad to know God loved me enough that he sent his son to die, that I might have a right to the tree of life. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his precious, precious word. United with Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to leave that verse 15 of our responsive reading. It said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Thank God. That's the truth of God's word. If we are united with Christ, if we have met the conditions for salvation, if we have repented of sin and we've given up the sin business.
Amen. Amen.
That our bodies are members of Christ. Amen. I thank God as she was reading over there in Jude, my eyes went a little farther down that chapter.
Already exists.
And at verse 20, talks about, she said, we have to make sure that we are solidly in Christ. That verse 20 says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, building up yourselves, not allowing ourselves to be torn down, not allowing ourselves to be dismantled. This is, God would not have us to have a ramshackle salvation.
Yeah.
It's not raggedy, it was pieces falling off.
Amen.
No, but building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying. How? In the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we can't pray in the Holy Ghost unless we are holy.
Amen.
She gave us the scriptures where the Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
And it's 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. We have to be united with Christ Jesus to keep
Amen.
Ourselves in the love of God. And we can only do that by obeying his precious word, the word that was preached to us today.
Amen.
We've been given an instruction on what we have to do. So there's no reason for us to be ignorant of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not ignorant of God's word, then we're not ignorant of Satan's devices either.
Amen.
That he may try to bring upon us.
Amen.
That says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And she preached in the message about us going out and compelling different ones, compelling them to come,
mm-hmm.
talking to souls, asking them, well, do you understand what the condition of your soul is right now? What is your relationship with God right now? 22 says, and of some have compassion,
yes,
making a difference.
Amen.
Because then the Spirit of God will direct us how to deal with different souls.
Mm-hmm.
23 says, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire,
yes, right,
hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, snatching them out of the fire. But verse 24 says, we've got to check ourselves to make sure. To make sure that we can do, to make sure we can be used of God in that way.
Amen.
We've got to make sure that we're steadfast.
Amen.
It says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. So we have to make sure that we've been kept,
amen,
from falling, that we haven't fallen from our own steadfast.
Praise God.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Don't you want God to have joy,
amen,
in your life?
Amen.
Don't you want your life to be a witness,
amen,
to someone else?
Amen.
Don't you want someone to be able to look at you and see Christ,
amen,
in you because,
amen,
you're united with Christ Jesus?
Amen.
Praise God. I want the Lord to be able to present me faultless,
amen,
before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Amen.
It says, to the only wise God, our Savior,
amen,
be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. So we've got to be right with God now in order to get the forever part.
Amen. Amen.
In order to have that home eternal.
Amen.
That home eternal in the heavens, we've got to be right now,
amen,
in order to be able to work with another soul,
yes,
and to draw,
amen,
them to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise,
amen,
God.
Again, we don't want to have a ramshackle salvation. We understand that a house through idleness of hands, we're told in the word of God, that house droppeth through.
Yeah.
We don't want to be idle about our salvation.
Amen.
But we want to be building up ourselves on our most holy faith. We can't afford to get languid or tired or slowful.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise,
if we want
God,
to be united,
amen,
with Christ Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Thank,
amen,
God for his word.
Thank the Lord.
This day. Thank the Lord. Amen. We want to have that holiness, that moral and spiritual purity. We want to be set aside for God's use.
Amen.
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 She said early on, we want to learn how to serve God before we die. Amen. Because there is no salvation or redemption in the grave. We've got to get it straight now.
Amen.
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 United with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God for his precious word.
Amen.
Thank God for his messenger.
Amen.
We want the body of Christ. The body of Christ is sound and,
amen,
solid.
Amen.
And in order for us to be in that body, we've got to be sound and solid,
mm-hmm,
in our service to the Lord,
amen,
in our obedience to,
amen,
God. What shall we sing? Shall we stand and in the worship of the Lord? Number 385, give me thy heart.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Says the Father, says the Savior, says the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Number 385 in the worship of the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Give me thine heart, says the Father above. No gift so precious to him as our love. Softly he whispers wherever thou art. Gratefully trust me and give me thine heart.
Praise
give
God.
Me thine heart, give me thine heart, hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, seeking so tenderly. Give me Now, this song chord is saying, give me thy heart. Have you given him your heart?
Amen.
Amen. Can you remember the day that you gave him your heart? Amen. Amen. Because when we give him our heart, when we go, when we bow at an altar of repentance, we go bowing, wanting God to save us. And we make a covenant with the Lord. Lord, if you save me, I'll sin no more mm-hmm. against you.
Amen.
This is a covenant unto death. This is a blood covenant
Amen.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's unto death when you really get down to business.
Amen. Amen.
And so the Spirit of God is pleading, give me thy heart. And in its fullness, all of our heart. We can't be half-hearted mm-hmm. for the Lord, but we have to give him our whole heart. Amen. So there may be one who has come to an altar and said, I want to be saved, but they still reserve a little corner of their heart still for the world, mm-hmm. still to keep serving self. That's not having given the Lord
Amen.
Your whole heart.
Amen.
We can't hold back because God is not a God who will take part, just part. He is a jealous God.
Yes, he is.
And we either serve him or we don't. Mm-hmm. Sister Jenkins said something about like that in the message. We either serve, we either believe his word, believe his truth, walk in the light of his word, or we don't. There's no walking in half light.
That's right.
Half truth. There is no half truth. So when he says, give me thy heart, we have to give our whole heart, not just part of it. We have to be fully surrendered to him. There's a song we sometimes sing, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you give him your body and soul. That's giving your heart. That's how we're united with
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We can't be halfway.
Amen.
But we have to fully surrender to him. Is there anyone? Is there anyone who wants to come to fully surrender?
Amen.
Fully surrender to God. Amen. He'll receive you.
Amen.
He invites you to come. But you have to come with an honest heart in full surrender
Amen.
Unto him. Amen. Just praise God. Amen. 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 We'll sing that third verse. And we'll sing prayerfully.
Amen.
Give me thy heart. Let the Spirit divine all that thou hast to my giving resign. Grace more abounding if mine to impart. Make full surrender and give me thine heart.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to be remembered in prayer?
Always.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his precious, precious word this morning. Amen. Thank God. We'll look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for what he has provided for us this morning. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, humbly, dear Father, thanking you, dear God, because, Lord, you gracefully, dear God, anointed our dear pastor, Lord, to speak your word. And, Lord, you allowed us, Lord, to be present, dear God, at the utterance of the Spirit, dear God, to preach to our hearts, dear Father. Lord, we understand, dear God, that without Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. And we understand, dear God, that we have to abide in Christ Jesus. Jesus even said in John, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. So even for us to get our prayers through, we have to abide in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your eternal word this morning. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for how, Lord, you brought it, how you showed us, dear God, in your word, Father, what must be done. You showed us, Lord, how we must live, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, dear Father, to obey every part of your eternal word this day. Lord, we know, dear God, that it is needful, dear God, as we see the signs of the times, dear God. Lord, even as you said in your word, Lord, as we see the signs of the times, we know that it is high time, dear God, Lord, for those who have been asleep to awake out of sleep. For now, dear God, is our salvation nearer, dear God, than when we first repented in thee. Oh, Lord, we know, dear God, the redemption of our bodies is coming, and it's coming right soon, dear God. We know that Jesus is coming back, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word, dear Father. Lord, that we might be strengthened in thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep us, dear God, in the straight way, dear God. Lord, not turning to the right hand or to the left, dear God. But Lord, as your voice says, here is the way, walk ye in it. Let us walk in it, dear God, without wavering, dear Father. Let us walk in it, dear Father, without ever murmuring or complaining, dear God. Let us give you glory, dear God, for what you have done for our souls, dear God. Help us, Lord, to remain steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in thee. We thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, you saw the upraised hands, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that we need you every hour, dear God. We need you, Lord, in this Christian walk, dear Father. Lord, we're not even going to attempt, dear God, to go on our own, dear Father. Lord, we didn't save ourselves, dear God. And Father, there's no way that we can remain saved outside of thee. And so, Lord, we pray,
Amen.
Dear God, that you would direct our path, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would show us, Lord, daily, Lord, what you would have us to do, dear God, that we might do those things which are pleasing and right in your sight in all things. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. We thank you, Lord, for each heart that was here, dear God, that heard your word. We thank you, Lord, for those who are on the phones, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word would continue to minister to each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, that we may be able, Lord, to give an account, dear God, for the deeds done in our bodies, dear God, Father, and know, Lord, that we were obedient, Lord, to your word. And, Lord, that those who preach to us, dear God, may be able to give an account, Lord, with joy, dear God, and not with grief, Lord, because we have obeyed, Lord, that your spirit has preached to our hearts. Continue to have your way, Lord. Show us, Lord, what you would have us to do, dear God, that we might be that holy nation, dear God, that royal priesthood that you are calling for us to be. And Lord, we give you glory now, and we give you thanks, dear God, for your precious word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. So first we'll read the announcements, and then we'll recognize those who are here. It's an opportunity to express yourself. Amen. Sunday, March 3rd, 2024,
The scripture for meditation in the found in the bulletin is in 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week.
Amen.
1 Samuel 12:23 says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Choir rehearsal will follow morning service today. Turn your clocks up 1 hour this coming weekend, March 9th. Spring forward. So you'll turn your clocks forward 1 hour. Please do that or you'll be an hour late. So Saturday night before you ask the Lord to keep you, before you go down for the night, go around, turn all your clocks forward. Amen. It's in our household, it's a project because there's a clock in this room, there's a clock in that room. And then we sit, we go, did we remember? And usually there's one that we forget. Sometimes it's the one in the garage, but spring forward next Saturday night. Amen. If it be the Lord's will.
Amen.
If Jesus should tarry.
Amen.
Jesus does not tarry, then there will be no more time. There'll only be eternity. So daylight savings won't make any difference. It's in the Lord's hands. First Wednesday of the month will be this coming Wednesday. Bring a scripture, song, or testimony to share for Wednesday night Bible study. Missionary meeting following service next Sunday, March 10th. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all ringing scriptures. Our thought for today, God's people must live in this world, but they must not live like the world.
Amen.
And continue to remember our prayer list, the saints, family, and friends.
Amen.
On the prayer list. Amen. We thank God for all that he has done. Thank God for his many, many blessings to us. Again, it's so good to see Pastor Green here this morning. And amen. And if you would like to express yourself in whatever way you'd like to express yourself.
We truly we thank God for Pastor Jenkins and Minister Blake and the saints. I just want to come for two reasons. One is to encourage you to continue to be what the Lord is calling for you to be. And the other reason is to share with you what the Lord has shared with me concerning our relationship. And I just wanted to come to make sure as a saint of God, as a man of God, to make sure that there's nothing between us that will hinder our relationship from here on going forward for as me coming to fellowship. I just want to make sure that because when I moved on, many of us had children. They were younger, and many of us had husbands and wives, and no doubt conversations had come up to And it might have been a struggle for some of us, and we didn't know how to explain it, didn't know how to share it. And it was probably a burdensome time at that time. I know it was for me, and trying to get the Lord to help me explain certain things, and really didn't know how to explain some of the things, because unlike now, you know, years later, the Lord can reveal unto you and share with you the divine nature in which he has done something. And I'm thinking about me and Minister Jenkins, now Pastor Jenkins, how we used to counsel one another and advise one another when we started pastoring here together. And one of the last conversations we had, it was, I've gone as far as I can, and it's up to you to go forward. And there was some apprehension and a little doubt there. But God knows everything. And we didn't know everything then. And we were kind of struggling with it, didn't know which way to go with it. But I pray God has blessed and elevated you where he was bringing you, Sister Jenkins. I want the saints to know that. And no doubt we all had some questions and concerns and burden, but I just wanted to stand and make sure and ask you all to forgive me. In particular, I see Brother Byrene there. I know Brother Byrene, his children were younger, and I'm not sure if there's been conversations that may have caused you a little burden or a little stress to try to communicate in any way. But I just want to share with you also in that, Brother Byrene, and I know Sister Melita had children. I just want to clear myself because now I understand it was divine, Sister Jenkins, that you be where you are now. And we didn't know that. I didn't know that. And how it transpired, God had to do it the way he had to do it. And we as humans, we try to, you know, take on the responsibility of trying to understand it and explain it. And then our flesh will get in there and then try to blame and point fingers. Then now you realize, no, it wasn't about that. You know, you were saved. I was saved. We're all saved. Trying to be with all that God is having us to be. And we sometimes just can't explain it in the time that when we're in it. And we often look at the Word of God and we reference the Scriptures, but we often forget that they were human beings also. Abraham, Moses, Paul, all the men and women in the Bible were human. And they were going through things that God had to reveal unto them in order for them to be stronger in the Lord. And oftentimes, in particular, Paul. You know, Paul, he had to go through things. He went many cities and learned many things. Different things happened to him. And in turn, he were able to preach the word in order for us to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on even how to deal in our own personal lives. So I just want to make sure that there is nothing between us. And I want to ask the saints to forgive me if at that time caused a burden or called anything disruptive in your salvation. And I pray that there's nothing there. So that's what I wanted to come. And the Lord had pricked upon my heart. And I called Sister Jenkins yesterday morning. Me and her, there was nothing there with me and her. And so I just wanted to make sure, amen, as we go forward in the Lord, because I'll be coming back as the Lord lead and guide. I'll be continuing to call Sister Jenkins and want to be included in some of the things that you were trying to do so I can assist in any kind of way I can. So I just wanted to share that with you. And if anybody else have anything that they want to ask me or share with me at this time, we want to do that. If not, God bless and God encourage all of our hearts. Amen. 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 Amen.
I was just going to say, Pastor Green, we don't have anything against anyone. We love the Lord. And the Bible tells us to receive each other in the Lord and hold us to that reputation. You say you're a man of God. We say we're children of God too. And so there's no reason why we can't fellowship. People can't fellowship together because we all say we're going to heaven. And if we can't live down here, we're sure enough not going to get there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? So if we love the Lord, we'll do what the Word of God says. He tells us to confess our faults one to another.
Amen.
And so if we confess and we do and we're sincere about it, let's move on in the Lord. Let's move on in the Lord. Worship God together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hey, bless the Lord. That was a card that I forgot to read. But the card goes along with what has been said. It says, thank you. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
So your thoughtfulness is a gift I will always treasure. This is from Sister Carol. It says, thank you for the basket of fruit, because it's for her birthday on the 15th of February. God has blessed me so much. Oh, how I love Jesus. Thanks for all the prayers of the saints. You are my family. I love each and every one of you.
Amen.
Praise God, Sister Beverly Carroll.
Amen.
Amen. We are the family of God.
Amen.
Amen. And so we love one another as the family of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Amen. Sister Holmes says, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Indeed, glory to God. Brother Byron.
Truly thank the Lord to be here today.
Amen.
Thank God for the message.
Thank God for you.
Jenkins. Truly thank God. Thank God for you, Brother Green, for stopping by and saying hello. And you mentioned my name while you were up there, and there's nothing between. So I do want to do it openly. I don't want to go out and park my and tell you, no, there's nothing between here. So I'm going to do it openly as well. There's nothing between me and God. And sure, there's always some things that don't see eye to eye, but it did not hinder or build any evil within strike against my salvation or your salvation in Christ. It was just misunderstandings and things looked at possibly in that way. But you know that I went through cancer and all of that, and through that time, I got so much stronger in the Lord and learning how to just follow Christ. Follow Christ and realize that there was a work beyond what I was even maybe seeing at that time that He has now showed, and the teaching and the understanding of His Word and the wisdom He's given. And I thank these things for the prayers for me and the wisdom and knowledge God has shared with me. So, thank the Lord for you, and when I've ever greeted you or seen me at, you know, thousands of times, it's always I've come up with you. I meant it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. It's so true, and as Brother Barney has said, times when I've seen you agree at visitations or funerals or wherever, it's always been... Well, we've always had warm greetings with one another. It's a handshake or a hug. So there's no condemnation in my soul today. Amen. Amen. And
get soul saved.
Amen. Just trying to, as you said, just trying to get souls saved. Amen.
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 Even in my phone like that.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. I would like to say thank you, brothers, for coming. Just thanks to see you. And as we were just talking about in the scriptures,
iron against iron. Mm-hmm. As long as we're all together serving the Lord, we can be as sharp as we can unto the Lord.
And amen.
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 Amen. Praise our God. Amen. All minds are clear. If there's one else who wants to express himself. All minds are clear.
Amen.
We'll stand. Amen.
Minds and hearts.
Amen.
The song says, I'll never forget
the day he spoke to my troubled soul. Words of peace that made my burdens roll. He broke the chains that bound. He set all my joy bells ringing. Praise to his matchless name.
Praise
God. Our God. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Me all the way, for he is truly mine. I'll never forget the day he spoke to my troubled soul. Words of peace that made my burdens roll. He broke the chain that bound. He set all my joy bells ringing. Praise to his matchless name.
Praise
God. Our God.
Praise
our God. Brother Green, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, we thank you for waking us up in our right mind. Father, we just want to say thank you for the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the encouragement, the strength, and the warning, Father, that we may meet the men and women that you're calling for in these last and evil days. We thank you for Minister Blake and Pastor Jenkins. Continue to be strong for the Lord in this congregation. Father, we thank you for the saints here. We thank you for the stand. Lord, we thank you that I've committed myself. No matter what goes on, I'm still committed here because it was here where you had called me to be a pastor. It was here where I got knowledge and wisdom and understanding, not only in the word, but in relationship on how to be a man of God. So, Father, continue to bless each and every saint of God here. Remember the children as they try to come and learn and listen. Father, give us the communication skills that we be able to help the children understand who Jesus Christ is. Now, Father, as we leave this place, continue to bless those that are sick and shut in. Remember those that were on the phone call, Sister, my God, Sister Holmes and others that were on the internet. Father, we ask that you continue to bless them in this special way. Watch over us, take care of us, and see us through. Remember the sick and shut-in as they come to my mind. Remember all our unsaved loved ones. Remember all of our spouses, Lord. Remember Brother Reggie as he continued to, continue to live in this life without his wife. So, Father, bless him in his mind, body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. Continue to bless Pastor Jenkins as you continue to lead and guide her, to lead and guide this congregation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know.
You didn't hear.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Amen.
Okay. For your prayer.
It's
so interesting. Every time we talk, all we hear is the truth, the kingdom. Every time I'm reading now, all I keep seeing is the truth.
Yeah.
That's what I keep saying. And I said, Lord, that's what God, that's how he wants it.
Yeah.
He wants us to keep seeing it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Us to keep seeing it.
Because he, like he said, it's the truth that makes
it free. Nothing else. All this other stuff.
Yeah.
So if we want to make it in, we better stand on that truth.
Yeah.
Downstairs? Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This is for the jar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.